on occasion, we get these alerts from the National GED Testing Service, which mm-hmm. governs GED testing across the country. And we just like to pass that along to our constituency across the state, just to be on alert and be reminded that there's only one way to earn a GED credential in Kentucky, and that's through a test administered on site at one of our official GED testing centers across the state.
Are these fraudulent websites getting away with it? Are they actually issuing certificates or diplomas?
Well, they are issuing some form of diploma, but usually folks are good to pass on these alerts either to our office or replying directly to the National GED Testing Service for them to then pursue those, especially those who use the GED logo, which is a copyright trademark logo.
Right. And I understand these websites even go so far as to offer study assistance for a fee. That's a red flag.
That certainly is, because you can come to any of our Kentucky adult education centers across the state, and we provide free instruction to prepare students to take the GED exam.
How can people be certain the website they go to is the legitimate website?
First of all, you can't take the GED test online.
Okay.
So That's red flag number one is mm-hmm. it's not an online test. You have to actually take the test at one of these official GED test centers that we sponsor across the state.
And is there a charge for the official GED program?
The rate to take the GED test is currently $60 to take the battery of tests. But currently, in partnership with another of our state agencies, the Department for Workforce Investment, Kentucky Adult Education is sponsoring free GED testing through the end of this fiscal year, June 30th, as long as we have funds to support that. So I'd encourage individuals who are thinking about taking the GED to go to one of our local adult education centers and begin that process, whether it's either to begin the process of preparing it to take it through some instruction that they may need to brush up on, or to actually get signed up to take the actual GED exam.
Sounds like a great time to take advantage of being able to do it for a lot less money. What does a person need to do if they're interested in qualifying for taking the GED?
We do require that you take the official practice test to certify that you are test ready.
Okay.
We would encourage individuals to, again, connect with those local adult education centers that are in each and every county in Kentucky.
You can find out how to get more information on fraudulent testing sites and how to report them and free state-sponsored GED testing on our website at wnku.org under local news. Reese Stagnolia, thank you.
Absolutely.